Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Let's talk to Megan Graham. She covers advertising and marketing for CNBC. You were on with us Friday, Megan, and thank you for the repeat performance. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here now that they're all out in the open. So fun.
What's your favorite? Do you have one?
Okay. You just mentioned Reddit, and that one, total standout. I just talked to their CMO this morning, and it turns out they actually put that together in the course of a week. They literally decided last Monday, the GameStop frenzy is so crazy. We've got to do something to kind of like capitalize on this. So they were talking to their agency, and, you know, they're not a huge brand advertiser, actually. They don't spend a lot of money, despite, you know, being like a 15-year-old company. So they said, look, what can we do to kind of get out there, do something big, but on a budget? So they did it in 9 major markets. The only one they couldn't get on was Houston. Apparently, they were already sold out of time. And then, yes, they did a 5-second ad. So it kind of, like, got up on the screen, and people were, like, pausing their screens. Like, what is this? It was kind of one of those things where the size of the ad itself was so interesting. So I thought that was really cool. It's just totally of the moment. And people are totally talking about that today. So that was a very cool one.
Blink and you miss it. And I think that's why I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't see that. So I went back and looked at it.
Exactly.
And, there you go. Does that one only cost like a few hundred thousand if it's only 5 seconds? Maybe that's good value for money there.
It's probably good value. Yeah. I know the national one, it was $5.5 million-ish for a national ad for 30 seconds. So you kind of have to go market by market. It probably varies. And then, yeah, you just have to kind of divide that by into, 5-second increments. So it was probably a bit of a deal. But, then they supported that with their own blog and stuff like that. So they were kind of able to build off of the buy.
All right, Megan, we want to play sound from one of my favorites. I want to ask you if you thought it was effective. We will not play the Oatly one. If you want bad singing, you can go back and listen to it yourself. The CEO singing with his weird keyboard and his field of oats. Very strange, but attracting attention. So I guess you'd call that a success. Let's listen to the, what's her name? Gwen Stefani. Her name was just escaping me. And Blake Shelton ad. It's like a dating ad or something. Let's listen to it.
Hey, Adam.
Gwen Stefani. What's happening?
I think I'm ready to start dating again.
What are you looking for?
I'm sick of LA guys. I want someone completely different, maybe from another country, and someone cultured and sensitive and who is not threatened by a strong, confident woman.
On a spotty network, this is what Adam heard.
I'm sick of LA guys. I want someone completely country, uncultured, and threatened by a strong, confident woman.
It's not wings or nachos. It's wings and nachos. Hey, send my onion rings down here.
I have your guy.
Gwen?
Blake? Oh my God, hilarious, right? I mean, no.
What do you mean?
Are you wearing spurs? Did you ride a horse here?
Yeah.
Don't trust your love life to just any network. T-Mobile has more number ones in 5G than any other network.
You need a ride home?
I really like that one. I thought it made its point, and it connected itself back to what it was all about, right? Clear connections and that sort of thing. What'd you think, Megan?
Exactly. No, and it's fun because obviously Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are dating in real life, so it just is kind of cute. And they had a couple other spots, but I feel like that one kind of most clearly displayed, when you're talking to someone and it's just breaking up, and clearly they just want to show how great their connection is. So I thought that was really fun, and people seem to like that one from what I could see.
Yeah, what did you make of the Bruce Springsteen one that a lot of people are talking about? The Unity, that was one of the non-funny ones that was trying to make a point, right?
Yeah, well, this one's kind of fascinating. So the company, so obviously Jeep's owned by Fiat Chrysler, now Stellantis, they've been trying to get him for years to come on. Their CMO, Olivier Francois, apparently he's been pitching every single year since 2011 to get Springsteen to come on. And Springsteen just doesn't really do ads. I think this is maybe the first product ad maybe he's ever done. He did do a Biden ad, voiced one last year. So it just was super surprising that, a brand was finally able to land him. I guess his agent, saw the message this year and just said, you know what, this is the right time. And as you said, it's more serious. It's much more about unity and kind of coming together. And he's at this chapel that's kind of in the middle of the country and saying, you know, this is all about the sort of reunification of the United States. So it was an interesting message. And the other thing that's kind of interesting to note, like the brand is kind of famous for getting these more elusive people to come on their ads. Last year, maybe you remember, Bill Murray came on to do the Groundhog Day reprisal, sort of. So that was, there's these kind of just figures that you're not used to seeing in ads, and that's what makes them so interesting and so talked about. So that was kind of cool to see.
Yeah, it was, and I didn't know that backstory, but it did make me stop and say, well, what is this for? You know, it was one of those that caught your attention, which is hard to do. Is that what you're really going for in the advertisement world, just to get people to stop and notice, or do they just know they have enough eyeballs already for the Super Bowl? They want you to connect to a product and buying activity. I mean, I don't know how far they measure these things, but what are your thoughts on that, Megan?
It's such a good question. And there's so many different ways of looking at it, right? Because there's some ads that are kind of ads for ad people and that win a ton of awards that are super creative, but that also sometimes just kind of go over the heads of people who, you know, are actually buying this stuff. Not go over their head to say that they don't understand it, but they don't maybe like appreciate it as much. And then there's stuff that's kind of goofy humor that people just enjoy, that they'll share, but maybe doesn't even tie in the product that much. And then there are sort of much more product-heavy ads that really kind of get the point of what they do and what they're able to offer. And honestly, like, it just depends. Some brands, they just go different routes on different things. I mean, this Reddit thing, that was really to kind of spread the word to the non-Reddit community about, you know, what they're all about. For this Jeep one, you're really talking more about what the brand wants to stand for, what they want people to kind of associate with. So it really just depends. And I think we saw a ton of different ways of getting about it, where you have this sort of like strong brand proposition, or, you know, you're literally just selling a product. Like I think you guys had mentioned the Doritos 3D. I mean, that was a funny message, but also you obviously know what that was for, and maybe you didn't know that was back on sale. So that's going to be much more of a product sort of focused message.
Mm-hmm. A lot of humor, which you mentioned on Friday, you were seeing a lot of that come. That was, mm-hmm. I think people were relieved by that. People wanted that. It was, you know, we were ready for that. I didn't see a single mask on a human being in the ads. Maybe that was decisive. What do you make of that?
Yeah, that's a great point too. And I think that was one of the points, I don't want to say of contention, but I do think it bothered people a little bit. Like, we're all living in this reality. We would like to see some of that sort of reflected in the ads. I think we maybe talked about this before, but there were much more kind of subtle references to what we're kind of going through. So I don't know if you noticed in the Anheuser-Busch one, that was the let's grab a beer spot. It was all these scenarios, you know, someone losing a job, someone stuck at the airport, having a drink. And the message was really, when this is all over, let's grab a beer and, you know, be there for each other. So mm-hmm. They're kind of saying, look, we know that you can't do this right now, but we want you to think about the times when you will be able to do this. So I don't know. It's such a tricky thing. And I think they were really going for normalcy. Any CMO that I talked to this year said people want to have something to look forward to. They want a little bit of normalcy. They want to be thinking about life as it will be and not kind of live in the moment. So maybe this is a little more escapism, a little bit more fun. But that didn't land with everybody. Not everybody wanted that. So no matter what you did, someone wasn't going to like it. So it was kind of tricky.
It's a great point. Life as it will be, and you want to see that depicted now. You're ready. It's hard for me to watch movies that are so stressful right now. I mean, lately, you know, just I'm looking for escapism. Yeah. I'm looking for anything that's not crazy and makes me feel stressed. I just wonder if Budweiser might have made the right call with its plans to only to stay, you know, skip sort of its Clydesdale as much as it was missed. Those types of ads and people look forward to them. They seem to get a lot of publicity about that decision, and then they're also making that donation, right, to healthcare or vaccinations in of people with for the COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah, and I talked to a couple of folks sort of in the media world about this. I mean, it probably was the smartest thing they possibly could have done, because they did still have their ad on social media. They were getting tons of attention for not running one first time in 37 years. But then, you know, yeah, people are talking about it on social media, and then they do have the in-game presence. So they kind of they kind of win for, you know, saving that $5.5 million, but also they were still in the game. They were everywhere around the game. And then, you know, doing the charitable thing, they got a little bit of a bump from that because people just really like to see that right now. So despite them not being there, they were really everywhere, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. And I just wondered in the third and fourth quarter if those advertisers were happy that the game was almost over. I mean, it was not a fun game after, you know, it's sort of toward the end there. It felt like it was, you know, it wasn't competitive. And I just wonder how the advertisers feel when it's that type of a game.
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. And it's so funny. I'm like blogging, so I'm not even paying attention to the game. I'm like hearing as people are scoring. But I have read in sort of Super Bowls past, if you can buy like a floater spot, so you don't necessarily know when it's coming. So when people are kind of checked out of the game and you're that late in the game, sometimes there's a fear that, you know, people just turn off their TVs and go to bed, and they'll never have seen your ad. So I don't know if that was really the case last night. I think people are just kind of home anyway, not really leaving parties, but it is, you do have a little bit more attention in the beginning of the game for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It was an interesting year. It really was. And Megan, I hope you'll stay close and keep us posted because you were fun to talk about what's going on both Friday and today. So thank you.
Thank you for having me. So nice to talk to you. And hopefully we'll do it again soon.
Yeah, sounds good. I'm in. Megan Graham is at CNBC. She covers advertising and marketing and does a nice job at that. So happy she could join us.